So Shlomo had told the woman, kill your husband and I'll marry you. And so the woman says, yes, and I'll bring you his head tomorrow. And Shlomo HaMelech knew that she would do it. And he said to her, look, I want to give you an extra sharp knife, an extra sharp sword, so that it'll go really quickly. And he told his servants that he wants them to make a fake sword that would shine and look like it was extra sharp, but really wouldn't be able to cut anything. And they made that. And she takes the sword under her clothing, and her husband comes home, and she goes out to greet him, and she kisses him and hugs him and gives him the best meal in the time of his life. And they eat and they drink, and they're intimate, and she gives him more wine to drink until he's in a deep slumber. She knocks him out. And she goes out, and she takes the sword, and she hits him in the throat. And she's certain that she's going to cut off his head. And she can't cut his throat. They made a sword that couldn't cut. And the guy wakes up, and he sees her. And he sees her with her sword in her hand. And she gets all shamed. And he stands up and he says, what's wrong with you? What'd you do? And she tells him the whole story. And the next morning, the king's servants come, they bring them both before the king. And when the king sees both of them, he burst out laughing. And the Sanhedrin was sitting there. And the king orders the husband and wife, tell me, what happened? And the man says his whole side of the story, and the woman says her whole side of the story. And the king says to the man, I knew this is the way it would end. That's why I gave her a sword that wouldn't kill you. And then the wise man of Israel admitted that he was right. So Rav Nissim Gaon takes it a step further. And he says, you know what? That was this woman. But I just gave you a bunch of stories about women who were fantastic women. Look at the difference. There are amazing women out there. And every woman has to strive to be one of them. You know, you read Shlomo HaMelech's line, I didn't find one among a thousand. You think, that's it? There are none. And Rav Nissim Gaon says, no, I just quoted you stories that there are. And our sages said, come see how good a good wife is and how bad a bad wife is. About a bad wife it says, I find the woman more bitter than death. About a good wife it says, you found a good wife, you found everything good in life. You have the will of Hashem. Praised is a woman that the verse praises her so much. And woe to the woman that the verse curses her so much. And our sages said that, you see, even the Torah was alluded to with a good wife. When you have a person who is God-fearing and wise in Torah, it says he found a wife, he's good. Because the wife is a mashal for the Torah. And a wife that doesn't have good deeds, that's a person that he doesn't have good deeds. He does not have the way of the Torah. That's when it says she's more bitter than death. Our sages have another interpretation, which we'll pick up with Bezalel Hashem next time.